Lately, commentator David Chartrand says he's been reading the obituaries in his local paper and seeing the same names over and over again.
I don't mean the same people are dying, just the same first names. Hazel, Ethel, Myrtle, and Opal. These were the baby names of the post-World War I era, the generation that gave us Herbert Hoover, aluminum outdoor furniture, and air conditioning. Now, air conditioning has survived. But girls named Lottie and Darla have gone the way of the dinosaur and the rotary telephone. Now, there's a reason for this. I call it the boy named Sue theory. You may remember that funny Johnny Cash song where the man explains that he named his son Sue so the boy would grow up tough and learn how to defend himself. Well, there was a time when moms and dads didn't worry about whether their children were popular. They were more concerned about whether their kids had enough to eat. Parents wanted sturdy, rugged children, so they gave them sturdy, rugged names. But as times got better, parenting had less to do with feeding children and more to do with nurturing their self-esteem. Here's what we learned. Give them what all their friends have, their own car, their own bathroom, and a popular, fashionable first name. So we did. Baby boomers began naming their daughters Jennifer, Lisa, and Michelle because everyone else was doing it. Then one day, someone named a baby Brittany, and you know what happened next. Now, some will argue that first names come and go. If we wait long enough, those hardy names like Agnes and Edna and Lester and Floyd will come back. After all, Julia Roberts recently had twins and named them Hazel and Phineas. But I think it will take more than time and Julia Roberts to bring back all those great names that keep showing up on the obituary page. It will happen when we decide we've spent too much time sheltering our children, and that we want them to grow up resilient and ready to fend for themselves. Just like the boy named Sue, and Fred, and Willard, and the girls named Opal and Ethel.
David Chartrand is the author of A View from the Heartland.
Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.